sovereign. Nobody. Nobody is above thee, O Lord. So today I come to say thank you. I just want to say thank you. I'm not coming for anything. We always come to you wanting things for Daddy. Today we come, I come, just to say thank you. Oh God, you woke me up this morning. I'm still in my right mind. The activities of events. You gave me another day, Father, to get it right with you, to fall in love with you. You've given me another day to understand your grace and mercy. You've given me another day, God, to see how the enemy of God is trying to destroy your people and how to pray. You've given me another day, Lord, to say thank you. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I come before you right now with everything within me and say thank you. I love you, O Lord, because you are my rock and my strength. I can go nowhere. I can do nothing without you. But, oh Lord, you be in my battle axe, be in my strength. All things are possible. Everywhere I go, what I do, God, all things are possible. Because, God, you have walked it out for me. That's why I'm praising you today. That's why I'm loving you today. I just want to love you today, Daddy. I don't feel like I love you enough. And I know if I stand here, sit here, kneel here all day long, God, it will still not be enough for this earth plane to worship you. But oh God, while we're in this atmosphere of the earth, where you place us for seasons, with everything within me, God, I say thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your tender mercies. They're new every morning. The morning I got more mercy. I have not even seen it all yet. But today, God, I know I got more mercy. I've got more grace. And I thank you for that. Today, God, I thank you for angelic, oh God, hosts that you have given. The orders concerning me. The orders concerning the people of God. We can just understand how you have given orders, oh God. And all we have to do is come into agreement with the orders. Today, I come into agreement with the orders, oh Lord, that you have given my heavenly assistant to help me. I come into agreement what heaven have already ordained and said about me. Can't see everything, don't know everything, but God, I know, God, you have my best interest at hand. I don't understand it sometimes, but I know, God, you have my Shandelabokoya. You have my best interest at hand. Many times I sit, God, and say, God, I don't understand these things. But I know one thing. Your word won't fall to the ground. I know one thing, God. I know that you love me. I know one thing, God. I know you have a purpose for my life. Oh, God, that makes me stand firm in you. I don't need to know everything, even though this human nature wants to know, wants to see, wants to feel. But, oh, God, this knowing, my God, we got you on our side. That's why I say thank you. My God, I say thank you. We don't know the way the winds are gonna blow. We don't know what tomorrow holds for us. But one thing we know who holds it. We know who controls the wind. So Father, today I say thank you. You have given me the authority and the power in this earthly realm. Oh God, to crush the head of the enemy. But I had to first understand what you've done for me. Many people be saying things they don't really understand. The price you pay for me or them. But when you understand, when I understand the price that was paid for our salvation, for our right mind, oh my God, for the activities of our limbs, oh my God, the price that was paid on Calvary, we can say thank you. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:1, who shall believe the report of the Lord, and who shall the arm of the Lord be revealed? Because he knows so many was not going to believe what he's done. But God, we say thank you. We believe the report of the Lord. Not only did you heal our bodies, God, you died and you healed our minds and our spirits. You gave us the ability to receive total healing, total peace that surpasses all understanding. So God, my brother, Jesus, my high priest, intercessor, I say thank you today. And I know I can't say it enough, but I must say it, and I can't say it no more. I say thank you. I say thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I worship your holy name. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I give you all the praise. There is none like you. Oh my God, there's no one that can touch you. You know everything. You the sovereignty of us are over all those that think they are sovereign. You are the sovereign one. I say thank you. Thank you for my children today. God, I thank you for the husbands and the wives today. I thank you, oh God, for the in-laws, oh God. Even those that we might be at audit, God, at audit, having issues with, but God, help us go back and mend those issues. My God, it's too much weight, God. And the enemy knows it's weighty on our salvation. So, God, help us, oh, God, to forgive. Oh, God, and say thank you for how you forgave me of all my sins, oh, God. Forgave me of all my transgressions. We so easily forget what God has done for us. I know people hurt us. I know people disappoint us. But, oh, God, let it go and forgive in the name of Jesus, say, Father. I thank you for what you've done for me on Calvary. I will not give the power of hell, the ability to have that authority over my mind and over my spirit and carry that weight of anger and hate in my heart. God, I say thank you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we are the salt of the earth, Father. Oh, God, you said the salt loses its flavor. Where can it salt? Oh, God, an enemy comes with things, oh, God, that we won't bring flavor to this earth. We won't bring seasoning to the earth, to the people, oh, God, in the earth. Oh, God, I thank you for where you brought me from. I thank you for how you opened my eyes to see myself. A lot of people don't want to see themselves. But I decree and declare today, if you would say, Father, open my eyes that I can see myself like you see me. Open my eyes, God, that I can hear like you hear me. Open my eyes, God, and I can feel like you feel me. Then we'll have the testimony. God, I thank you for showing me myself out of your eyes. For showing me my errors, my mistakes. And show me what things are necessary to carry. And show me who I must forgive. And show me what I must let go. And then when we worship him, we'll worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't worship God in spirit and in truth if you got so much doubt in you covering the truth. But they that worship must worship in spirit and in truth. And you gotta be to thy own self true. You can't keep walking over and praising over things that you know God don't care about. Things that you know that is displeasing in his eyes. That's why every day, my testimony today is just every day. When I wake up, I say, Father, show me myself. Show me what's frustrating you. Show me what's disappointing you. Don't let me go through life, Papa. Don't let me go through life feeling like I'm okay. And I have all these things frustrating the Holy Spirit. God, I say thank you for showing me myself. Oh, God, out of your eyes. I don't want to miss heaven. I don't want to be left behind because of my flesh and my selfish desires. Because of my excuses, oh God, I don't want to be left here. Show me, oh God, the errors of my ways, oh Lord. That's why I say thank you. I say thank you, Papa. You're such a great big God. And my soul does magnify you today. My soul does make her boast in you today. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask you just to bless your people, hearts and minds. I ask you to lift us up into another level of worship and praise in you. I ask you, oh God, to give us a God-like conscience, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I ask you, Father, my God, after God, we understand who we really are in you, God. I ask you to open the windows of heaven, Father. I ask you to open up portals over your people's life and pour in blessings, oh God. Pour into ministries, oh God. Pour into homes. In the marriages, Father. Pour into businesses, oh God. Pour in, God, what we have to birth, Father. Clean up our minds. Clean up our spirits. Because all will be happening. He's going to pour into mess. Oh, my, on top of mess. And God wants to pour into a new vessel. He wants to pour into cleansingness. That he would have the say so. That he can walk things out in our life. Oh, God, we say thank you today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. I can do nothing without you. I say it every day, sometimes all through the day. Father, if you don't help me, I can't be helped. I'm not going unless you tell me to go. I'm not moving, oh God, unless you tell me to move. God, I just can't, God. It's too costly, Father. When we move out of his will, it's too costly. It sometimes costs some people everything. And God, I do not want to lose, Lord. My God, my place in the kingdom. Because I desire, oh God, to go another way against you, Father. I thank you for your direction. I thank you for planting my feet firm in your will. Your words that we ask anything in your name, you hear us. If we walk upright, God, you'll give us the desire of our hearts. But then again, God, there's a portion people don't understand. You said if we act according to your will, you hear us. Some things you give us just to give us. But it's not your perfect will. But so, Father, I just don't want to ask things because I know sometimes you're so gracious and you give it to us. But God, I want your perfect will in my life. I want to act according to your will that you hear me. Because it's what heaven has already ordained for me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, I thank you. I thank you so much, Papa. I thank you so much. I thank you so much. You're such a great big God. Oh my God, a timely God. Even when you don't understand, like it's been too long, God, when you're coming, Daddy. But oh God, you're a great big God. And you're a timely God. And everything you do, it comes in our appointed time. So, Father, I say thank you. We don't waited a long time for so many things. And now the enemy wants to get busy that we can't receive them. But God, today I say thank you. I thank you for planting our feet, God. I thank you for planting our minds, God. We won't miss the swift move, God. You're bringing upon your people, God. You get ready to establish ministries, God. You get ready to establish things in people's lives. You get ready to give, oh God, businesses, oh God, that we've been waiting on a long time. My God, but I say thank you, Father, for establishing our mind in you, God. My God, planting our mind and our feet in you, God. Hey, God, we won't go, my God, to the left, oh God, when you want us to go to the right. Because we don't understand your timing and your will. So, Father, today I say thank you. I say thank you, Daddy. Because today is the first day of the rest of my life and your people's life. We got to forget those things that are behind us. Don't let the mistakes, oh God, that we've made behind us keep coming up to stop us from going forth. It's never over until God says it's over. We're not a perfect man. If we were perfect, we wouldn't need God. He wants the people that understand we have sinned. But we know how to fall down and say, Father, I have sinned and have mercy on me. I have went opposite your will. God, have mercy on me. He's a God. He's a God of a second chance. He is a God of a second chance. And we might feel sometimes like, God, I done done so bad, or I done messed up so bad. You won't come in. But I'm here to tell you today, God, that I am a God of second chances. But this is the man that I'm going to look to now. According to Isaiah 66, it's the man that I'm going to look to with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and tremble at my word. That's why I am encouraging you today. Say, Father, I thank you. God, and remember, God's eyes are tenderly upon us. His purpose is established before us. And more than anything, remember, we can do nothing without him. We have this bad habit as humans, feeling like we can do it better than God sometimes. Oh, God has given me understanding. I got this. But I'm here to tell you, I learned over time that no matter how much I think I know, or know how much I think I know where I am going, I have backed up and said, God, what do you see? And what do you say, God? What is your will in this time in my life, in the name of Jesus? And we'll have good success. I say thank you. So, Father, in Jesus' name, God, I ask you, God, to strengthen your people's hearts and minds today. Give them another push in the kingdom. Give them another push of encouragement. Give them another push of strength in their loins, oh God. Let them gird up them loins, oh God, to walk out your will. And every day, all they got to do is say, Father, what do you see? Father, what do you say? I thank you. And oh God, hold on to that. Because all you want is a people that will seek you. and acknowledge you in all of our ways. In your word that you will direct our path. So, Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I give you the glory, and I give you the honor, and I give you the praise. Let us not be moved by what we're seeing. Let us not be moved by what we're feeling. What we're seeing happening in the earth. What's happening is time to happen. But we as a people of God got to stay firm and not be caught up in the rhetoric of the world system, but be caught up in what God wants out of your life for this time and this season, and have a life of praise. Have a life of worship. Don't forget, when you rise in the morning, God, I thank you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I thank you for ordering my day. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.